You have tuned into the Gospel Girlfriend Podcast, and I am your host, Winnie Winona. I am the girlfriend you can laugh with, pray with, or if you need that listening ear to share with. Gospel Girlfriend is all about positive energy, inspirational conversation, and uplifting affirmations. What's up, girlfriends? This is Winnie Winona, your Gospel Girlfriend podcast host. I hope everyone had a beautiful day today, and I hope that you are encouraged through the message on tonight. So what I want to talk about tonight is being refined for resilience. What do I mean? To be refined for resilience. What do you think that means? I want you to think about a time in your life where you were met with adversity. You know, there was struggle in your life. You went through some unfavorable circumstances, all of the like. Well, let me just share a little bit about my story as you're thinking about your story. Now, this was back in 2013 when I received a devastating diagnosis of breast cancer. And as I was being handed that breast cancer, I was also separating from my husband of 6.5 years. And I also lost my beloved grandmother from cancer herself. So you're talking about some unfavorable circumstances. You're talking about being met with adversity. And I know that some of you have stories similar where you could relate to what I'm saying. So you are in basically what I call an unknown territory. I was just bottled up in a place of fear. But guess what? That was back in 2013. Here we are now in 2021, and I can shout hallelujah because I'm still here. You're still here. Amen. If you are one that was met with these unfavorable circumstances at some point in your life, because guess what? We all go through it. You're still here. You're still breathing. Amen. So that's something to shout about. But I want to let you know what God gave me. He said that I was being refined for resilience. So that's your message tonight, is that you're being refined for resilience. So what do I mean by refined, and what do I mean by resilience? If you check the Webster's Dictionary, to refine something means to be freed or free from. Freed from impurities. Refined also means to cultivate, to polish, or to purify. Now, resilient means to return to the original form or position after being bent, compressed, or stretched. Resilient can also be defined as recovering readily from illness, depression, adversity, or the like. Someone that is resilient is buoyant. So one thing that was understood on my journey that I just shared with you, my journey of adversity, is that when you go through some type of adversity or trauma or sickness, if you are still breathing, like I said, give God a praise or shout, because he was strengthening you. That journey was meant to strengthen you, because God said in his word, I know the plans and thoughts for you are not to harm you or bring disaster, but to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. Found in Jeremiah 29:11. So guess what? As I'm going back to my story, you know, I found myself in an unknown territory. You know, my God, this breast cancer. I never thought I would separate from my husband in the middle of that breast cancer. And my beloved grandmother, you know, she was just one of those type of grandmothers where we just thought she was going to live forever. Amen. Anybody can relate to that type of grandmother. But we end up losing her. And so all of this tragedy happened in a matter of 2 to 3 weeks. And so what God did for me and what I want to give to you tonight, after everything I just said, even sometimes even going back and reflecting back on that place of adversity or that those unfavorable circumstances, take a minute to breathe. Amen. I want you to take a minute to breathe. So now, one of my favorite scriptures that God had given me during this time was Psalms 23, starting at verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As I was walking on this path, I found myself walking through the valley of the shadow of death. So the key word for me was through. So what God was saying, that you're passing through. This is a path that I need you to go through because I'm refining you. I'm getting rid of some things. I'm purifying you. So that meant I had to let some people go. I had to let some negative conversation go. I needed to be healed from the emotional wounds from that I suffered in that marriage. I needed to be able to forgive the things that and the people that I had experienced. Amen. So that's part of the refining process. That's the part of the walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And so this means that you will not be staying in that place. This is just a route that God wants to take you through in order for you to get prepared for that next level, for those next steps, for that next breakthrough, that next blessing that is getting ready to come upon your life. See, God wants us to be prepared so that we can handle what's next. We can handle the next blessings. We can handle the next chapter in our life. And so it may seem like a lifetime to you, you know, those unfavorable circumstances. They may seem like, how in the world am I going to come out of this? Or what good could possibly come out of this? But I want to give you some encouragement tonight. I want you to lean on God and trust Him. Trust Him at His word of what He said in Jeremiah 29 and 11. That His plans are not to harm us. That His thoughts towards us are not to harm us. Because there's victory in God's word. There's victory in knowing that you are just passing through the valley of the shadow of death. That this is not a place that God has said that you will be staying. There is victory on the other side of your through. And so earlier I gave you one of the definitions of the word refine, as meaning free from impurities. As I was walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I was reminded that God allowed me to go through the storm because I needed to be refined. I needed to be free from things in my life that had to be shed before coming out on the other side of through. And so right there, I just praised God because He allowed me to come out on the other side of through. He wants you to never go back to that place of darkness. So that's part of the refining and the resilience. Because when we come out resilient, we're not going back. Because remember what God told Moses and the children of Israel? He said, the enemies you see today, you will see no more. So that dark place, that dark circumstance, or that situation when God brings you out, know that you will never see that again. And so as I was going through and shedding the dead things in my life, God was also molding me into His image. He was healing my body inside and out. And God was most of all stretching my faith to a point where I needed to trust Him in areas that I never trusted God before. Because when we go to that next level, that's the next level of trust. Amen. That's another level of faith. Amen. So we have to be prepared in order to operate in those next levels of trust and faith in God. Amen. The Bible says we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. See, He was stretching me to a place of resilience, and that's what He's doing for you. if you are one where you can relate to this message. You know, I think about my single mothers, because as I was going through all of those things, I am a single mother. And so, you know, single mothers, I know that we are met with a lot of challenges. We are met with a lot of struggles, you know, of just making ends meet. You know, how are we going to do A, B, and C for our households? But guess what? If you keep holding on to God, if you hold on to his word in Psalms 23 and 4 and Jeremiah 29 and 11, you are going to come through it. Amen. Because God is favoring you. His plans are to bless you and to prosper you. Amen. So coming through that valley of the shadow of death was a life-giving experience for me. It was a lesson to be learned for me. So know that, you know, your struggles as a single mother, or if you are one that's dealing with cancer or divorce or any other type of adversity in your life, I want you to take a moment to breathe. And I want you just to call on the name of Jesus. I want you to find a scripture where you can meditate on. Meditate on Jeremiah 29 and 11. Meditate on Psalm 23 and 4. And let me give you one more scripture found in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. He has sent me to provide for all those who grieve in Zion, to give them crowns instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of the tears of grief, and clothes of praise instead of a spirit of weakness. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord, so that he might display his glory. So know that what you're going through, your unfavorable circumstances, you know, that adversity that you are being met with, God wants to get the glory out of your life. So hold on, don't let go. Amen. Because when you hold on and don't let go, and when you walk through that valley of the shadow of death, believe me, when you come out, you're going to be refined. You're going to be resilient. You're going to be strengthened. Amen. You're going to be made whole. And that's what God is looking for. Amen. So just right there, I want you to breathe. I know I said a lot, but I want to give you, before I close, I want to give you a mantra for resilience. And I want you to write this down. I want you to meditate it and take it with you throughout the rest of your week. This is the resilience mantra. So claim this for yourself. And it says, I will not give in to sadness. I will not let my thoughts control the way I feel. I will never, ever give up. I will stay positive and work on a solution. My life is great with all the positive and negative things in it. I allow myself to be happy no matter what. I am enough and I am complete. Did you get that? The resilience mantra. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our show on tonight. This has been your gospel girlfriend, Winnie Winona, and I hope you heard something that inspired or encouraged you to be grateful, to keep it moving, and always look for God in your day. And if you enjoyed this show, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. Until next time, know that your gospel girlfriend will be keeping you up in her prayers, and you are favored by God. I will see you on my next episode.